Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Ben Erickson. Well, the market's on Friday, a little bit of positive in the markets on Friday. Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.
You know, for the most part, I mean, Minneapolis wheat finished on the positive side and soybeans finished on the positive side.
Cattle was up. I'm including that in there. I forgot like two out of three sucked today. Okay. No, I'm just.
But, you know, we've had a pretty good run in the winter wheat contracts, and I think what we saw was just some unwinding of spreads between spring wheat and the winter wheats, with spring wheat actually finishing the week a little bit higher for the, you know, for a change. Nice. So we actually did, you know, and that's the one we like because that's the one we raise up here. So yeah. Minneapolis did okay today, and soybeans. So, I mean, that was a victory in itself.
Yeah, and even corn, even though it was in the red, it was only down like a penny. It wasn't like a bad, bad day.
Right. It was a little profit-taking. It just, you know, it was in that tug-of-war between the lower winter wheat contracts and the higher soybean market.
Okay. Well, let's talk about any news, I guess, before we get into the numbers here. Anything really stuck out to you today?
Not really. I mean, it's just some end-of-the-weekend profit-taking and evening up ahead of finding out a little bit more maybe about the China deal and then also with the report next week.
Yeah, I saw one story, and it was talking about how the China customs was showing this record number of beans bought, and I didn't see U.S. in there. I saw Brazil and other places. In fact, exports were over 43% year over year, but I suppose that's with the big goose egg with the U.S., you know, until like last week. That's probably the difference right there. So,
we'll start to show up in those tallies now going forward, but it, you know, we still would like to get a little more confirmation on them buying and whether or not they're going to make their, you know, projections by January.
Well, Trump will be digging into the couches trying to find some of that tariff money if that goes against him today, but or whenever that happens. Is that even going to happen now today? No, I'm not sure it's even going to happen today.
I would say probably not today. I would say probably we might see something early next week.
Okay. Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. If a disease outbreak were to occur, efficient and accurate swine traceability may help reduce the number of animals impacted and the response time. Dr. Brent Pepin, Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board, emphasizes how pigs may impose disease risks because of their frequent travel.
I mean, show pig producers move a lot of pigs individually in small groups, which is different from the commercial guys. And it's because the same pig might go to multiple locations. If there's ever sort of an issue or a disease issue, the pig could have multiple contacts. And we need to be able to figure out where those contacts are for the protection of our whole swine industry.
The National Pork Board is working to improve traceability efforts through cooperative agreements with the USDA APHIS to distribute radio frequency identification or RFID reader technology to exhibition sites.
Up to 4 handheld RFID readers they can utilize for checking pigs in to their exhibition sites. It's a very good opportunity to start making it easier to check in pigs to the show. First of all, it decreases the amount of time you have to spend looking at each individual pig's ID in their ear. You can just scan their RFID 840 tag. You can pull up the individual animal number and you can send them on their way to get through the check-in process.
Like exhibition sites, the National Pork Board is also addressing a gap in the traceability of cull sows. Each cull sow facility can receive up to 4 handheld RFID readers and 5 RFID reader panels. When pigs walk off the truck, they walk by the RFID panels where their number can be pulled if they have RFID 840 tags. Regardless, each exhibition or cull sow market site must have a valid premise identification number to receive RFID equipment.
And for those locations, because they're going to bring in a high volume of pigs going through those sites, they actually qualify to get funding for panel readers. And what those are is they're stationary readers that pigs actually walk by, and then as the pig walks by, it pulls their tag information from that RFID tag.
Learn more at porkcheckoff.org. More of Inside Agriculture coming up next, right after this weather forecast.